Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
The Cubs for a Cure Radiothon remembers.
Tonight, all of us here at ABC 7 are heartbroken to report the loss of someone very close to us. Nicholas Nick Adamski, the husband of traffic anchor Diane Pathew, has passed away after a long and courageous battle with brain cancer.
Diane Pathew, the terrific anchor and reporter from ABC 7, and her husband, Nick, who is in his own journey with glioblastoma.
And Nick is a former Milwaukee firefighter, and I always call him my hero because that was his bread and butter. That's all he knew how to do is to be a hero, is to step in and save others. And he said to me, I really want to tell and share my story, and I want to share like the good, bad, and the ugly, because I don't want people to feel like, one, they're alone, and two, they have nobody else to turn to. And the response has just been tremendous. He was diagnosed December 2020, but since then we've heard from hundreds is an understatement.
All around the world. It's amazing.
So that was the goal, was for him to help others. And I think in turn for Nick, that's what feeds his soul. He's the type of person that he only feels better about himself, and correct me if I'm wrong, when he's helping others.
You get involved with people over online, and it's like, I can see how it happens now. I see so many different things from different angles now, and most of it is positive. Mm-hmm.
This cancer is just such a beast. I always say it's such a beast because it'll attack you when you least expect it and when you're not looking. I mean, it just hits you right upside the head, and it's ongoing. Like, it's just an ongoing battle. And so I think it's been very beneficial for both Nick and I, and hopefully many others, that you decided to go public.
It's an incredible story. It's an awful, awful disease. It means a lot to a lot of people, including me. So thank you so much.
Well, right back at you. Thanks for having us. We really appreciate it. Thank you for sharing your story and your brother's journey. And thank you so much for having us.
Keep that PMA. Let's go.
That's right.
Keep that PMA. Absolutely. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Diane. That's Diane Pathew from Channel 7 and her husband, Nick. Welcome back in on The Score and the Marquee Network. We are approaching $90,000 raised. Text CURE 25 to 41444, cubsforacure.com. Cubs Charities is putting up a $10,000 match this hour, so your $5 becomes $10, $100 becomes $200. We have four bleacher tickets to every game of the Braves series. We have two tickets again in Section 13, Row 9. Thank you to our anonymous Cubs superfan and his brothers who believe in unity through Wrigley Field and the Cubs, who has been a tremendous donor for this with tickets and with the $500 per trade. We also have $3,000. You get four tickets to a game, and you get to meet Fergie Jenkins. This is a Cubs Hall of Fame weekend next year. Four tickets to a game. It'll be midsummer, early September, and then you get to meet and greet with Fergie Jenkins. 773-388-8270. 773-388-8270. Diane Pathew from Channel 7 joins us in studio. I want to say in person, I am so sorry for your loss. I know Nick just passed away just over 2 months ago.
May 27th.
And thank you. How are you feeling today?
My stomach's been in knots. This is the first time. I must really like you, because this is the very first time I've talked about him publicly since his passing. So,
well, I'm honored, and I really like you too. So we're in this together.
I remember the first time
I did it with my brother.
Yeah, so. And that, I think that the reason why I'm here today is because of that. Like, you continue to come back year after year, and I think that was really motivational for me, and I needed to be here for Nick and for you. And I just, first of all, want to thank you for allowing me to come, because he's gone, and I just didn't want his journey or his fight to go down with him. So
it won't. Yeah. It never will, and we'll be doing this for a long time, and you will always be invited back at any point. The journey piece is how Brad talked about it. He's always said respect the journey. He didn't like the battle and like those types of terminology. He just was on a journey with glioblastoma. The thing that I found maybe the most unfair for me personally was that I didn't know about the term anticipatory grief. Because you get dealt a terminal diagnosis, you are grieving the person in some ways while they're still alive. It's called anticipatory grief. I thought it was very unfair that it did not make grief easier. Like when Brad died, I was like, well, I've been grieving him for 34 right. months in some ways. I felt like it should make the grief when he died easier. How has the immediate aftermath of Nick's death been for you?
You know, very difficult. And I said this to a couple of friends, that it comes in waves, because some days it's really not bad. I get up, I do what I have to do. And of course, I think about him every single minute of every single day, but the grief isn't overwhelming or it almost paralyzes you. And some days it is. And some days you wake up and your stomach's in knots. Like today, I knew I was going to be talking about him. I didn't want to fall apart into pieces. And I said, okay, I'm going to be strong. I'm going to do this. But you're just being torn apart from the inside. That's the best way I can describe it. It comes in waves, and you just don't know what to expect minute to minute, day to day. And, you know, the clip that you played, I don't know if people could tell, but I think I told you this, but Nick was starting to lose some of his ability to speak. And so he lost his speech completely in January. So I haven't had a conversation with my husband since January.
Yeah. I mean, I remember the end and being there with Brad and squeeze your hand.
Yeah.
Maybe a twinkle in the eye, something like that. I assume your
experience. Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Yeah. And like, that's how you had to kind of judge and figure out what he needed based on the types of squeezes or the pressure.
What was, you were his wife.
Yeah.
But you were also his caregiver.
I was. So I was with him every single day, and I had, if it wasn't me, it was another family member. So he had somebody with him 24/7. He was never alone. And then when we went into hospice the last 2 weeks of his life, that's when I left work. And so we did home hospice for a week, and then he had to be hospitalized. So we did, you know, hospice in the hospital for the last week of his life. So it was interesting because when we entered the hospital for hospice that last week, one of the nurses, and I completely broke down when she said this. She said, this is now your chance to be his wife and no longer his caretaker. And I was just overcome with emotion because I haven't had that in 4 years, 5 months, and 6 days. I was never just his wife. I was his caretaker. And so to have that 1 week where I didn't have to do all the work, I don't know how to describe it, but it was like a little bit of a weight was lifted, and I got to like love on him the way I wanted to, like a wife should, rather than a nurse or, you know, somebody who was responsible for his medical care. Yeah. So the last week was very emotional.
Yeah. We were 34 months and 5 days, right? Because you get that you get the glioblastoma diagnosis, and like, you know, there's a date. Oh, yeah. And so it's not, when you have to measure it like that, is a very, very tough thing. What do you want people to know? Because I always say about Brad, like, yeah, I will always remember everything.
Yeah.
About the tumor, about the recurrence, about the aftermath of the surgery, of the care. I will always remember all of that. But I try very hard to remember healthy Brad.
Yeah.
What do you want people to know about healthy Nick?
I think that he made it very clear what people wanted to know, right? And that was his PMA, right? That was the positive mental attitude. He was such a proponent of that. And he just wanted, no matter what you were going through, to know if you stayed positive that there was at least hope. And I think that's most important, right? And then the second thing is, you know, he dedicated his adult life being a fireman. And I say that all the time because he is my hero. Even though he was going through what he was going through for so long, he was still always there for me. It was wild. I would still come to him and ask him for his advice and all these things. So he was still very much like a savior, if you will, even when things got bad. So it was just his, just who he was as a person, constantly being positive and constantly willing to help, even when things were getting hard for him.
Yeah. Diane Pathew from Channel 7 is with us. First time talking about her husband, Nick, since he passed away from glioblastoma just over 2 months ago. It's this is a courageous thing that she's doing. So we got to put a big number up on the board this hour. Text CURE 25 to 41444, CubsForACure.com. Every donation this hour is being matched by Cubs Charities, CubsForACure.com.
Diane, I just want to applaud you, and I'm really in awe that you are here with us talking about this. And obviously, I can feel the warmth from you
from
the moment I walk into the studio, talking with you off air, now on air. And I just wonder, for the people out there, because you know this is such a huge fundraising cause, and we're trying to really make the awareness known for how tangible this is to deal with cancer mm-hmm. and to be able to move through it with grace and dignity. What message do you want to get out there to people who are hearing your story now and who may have heard last year where you were and now are hearing where you are now?
I think the most important thing, and I felt this from so many, it's astounding to me when you're down, who's there for you, right? Like, really, people come to the surface that you weren't expecting. There was an overwhelming amount. When I say overwhelming, I'm not talking about hundreds or thousands. I couldn't even tell you tens of thousands of strangers that stepped up to message or in some way connect, saying, "We got you. If you have a bad day, reach out to me. Here's my phone number. This is where I live. If you need anything," complete strangers. So I think I want people to know that it feels like you're alone. It really does. But I don't think that anyone is. I think there's always someone willing to open their heart to you and to take on whatever emotions you're going through, to hold your hand until you get to maybe the other side. And I think that was really vital for me to even be able to plan his services or do everything that he wanted me to do. I mean, I did all of that by myself, and I still to this day have no idea how, but I think it's because of the support of people that didn't necessarily have to do it, but did. So I guess I want to say thank you, and that if anybody else is going through something, not to be afraid to reach out and ask for help from anyone, really.
Well, even in this conversation, Diane, with Danny, you can tell there's such a bond and there's a community there. And yeah. I want to ask you both, when you have a horrible, similar bond like this, what does it mean to at least have a community who understands with you?
Yeah, I think there's something very special about me not having to explain to you what that end of life looked like.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't have to tell you anything because you went through the same thing. So I think there's that aspect of it, that person knows that cancer and the torture that the patient goes through is just, you don't want to repeat it to people who don't get it, because it's almost like, I don't want anybody else to have to ever deal with that or hear about that or go through that, but we certainly went through it. So I think there's that connection with the brain tumor, brain cancer community. And that.
Yeah, I think that's right. And it's part of what drew me to Brain Up. You know, at the run walk, at the 5K, you know, we bring all of the patients up together and you kind of see people at different stages of it, some that look totally fine and are flexing on stage, and some that are in a wheelchair and not really able. And it's like all the different stages of this terrible disease. And brain cancer is a tough one because it you lose the ability to speak or walk, and it can have real emotional, and you become kind of a different person over the course of it. And so it can be very, very ugly at the end. And so knowing that there are other people out there who have experienced it, it's why I love what Dan and Meg have created with Brain Up. And they just, my niece, Brad's daughter, had like bad food allergies. And so they would go to like allergy walks and stuff like that. And then they said when they went to the Brain Up walk, they're like, it was like being embraced by a warm hug.
Yeah.
Like it's just like a very like, oh man, if you're going through this and I'm going through this, like we're kind of bonded together, because it is the worst of the worst when it comes to cancers, unfortunately. And we're gonna put some big items out there right now that'll move fast to put a big number up here for you, Diane, in honor of Nick. Pat Hughes is going to personalize and autograph his scorecard from game seven of the 2016 World Series. So if your name is Bob, it'll be like to Bob, Pat Hughes, and he'll sign his game seven. He's going to do six of them. So the next six, this is a one of a kind thing. So you next six people who donate $500 at CubsForACure.com or by texting CURE25 to 41444, personalized Pat Hughes game seven scorecard. If you're a Cubs fan and you haven't seen his Game 7 scorecard, it's unbelievable. It is a moment in time in Cubs history. Those will fly. The next six people get a personalized Pat Hughes scorecard. And let's get some just $200 donation. It gets doubled by Cubs Charities, and you'll get an autographed Cubs baseball. Text CURE 25 to 41444. Next five people to do that will make that happen for you. This honor and hour in honor of Diane for being willing to share her and Nick's story. Brad's wife, his widow Jen, she'll be joining me tomorrow morning. You know, I remember when she was where you are in it, and now I know where she is a little bit over 2 years past it. How do you deal with the idea of the term widow and grief counseling? And how do you deal with it?
I haven't. So if she can give me some tips, that'd be great, because I had to, you know.
I'd be happy to connect you if you want.
You never know. You just when those forms ask you single or divorced or married, it's like that neither. Like, what? Where's the widow option? Like, there's no widow option. And I was shocked by that, filling out all this paperwork when somebody passes. Like, shocked by that. And the first time I saw it where it said single or married, I was like, I lost it. And it's something so simple that you don't think about until you have to check a box. It's like that when we all turned 40, like we didn't want to check the over 40 box. It's kind of like
I'm not there yet, Diane.
Where's the exit?
We understand you. The people on this side of the room understand.
I know I look it, okay? It's not a healthy 38, but I'm not quite there
yet. Okay,
well,
when you get there, you're going to be like, I don't want to check this box. So that's what I felt like. And it was such a silly minor thing, but it sent me in a downward spiral.
Yeah.
Something so simple. Yeah, it's stuff like that's really difficult.
How can we help?
I don't know. A lot of people ask that. Thank you for asking, first of all. I don't know because, like I said, it's so fresh and so new and every day is so different. I don't know. And I haven't announced it yet, but here we go. Anyway, I've been doing a lot of firsts today. I'm going back on the air on Monday morning.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah. So we'll see. You know, we'll see how that goes. So, but you know, I have such a gracious team of people that I work with that my boss literally said to me, if you come in, do it one day and realize you can't do it the next, let me know. It's nothing for us to give you more time. I mean, come on, who says that? You know, like you talk about family. I mean, I'm surrounded by people who just want to help. And that is such a wonderful feeling. And I hope one day I can reciprocate and give that back to others who need it too, you know?
What if Marshall did traffic?
Want to try? I'm happy to have you.
Yeah,
you guys are colleagues who just met, right?
We are colleagues who literally just met. Like ships who don't even cross in the night.
Not
because
really.
She's long gone by the time
yeah.
I'm done. And what time do you come in?
Like, I'm there at 2 a.m.
Yeah, so I'm done by 11 p.m.
Yeah,
so,
unless you guys have a really late night, there's no reason for you to be there.
That is a great right. attitude to have. You are absolutely correct. No, I would try traffic. I did it once on the radio, and I was like, this is insane.
I think you just come visit on the morning show. We'll throw you traffic with me, weather with Tracy, go on the news desk, have some fun. I mean, I feel like it's a good initiation.
Yeah, well, you know, I went to Mississippi State where they train all the, like,
there you go.
Weather people,
yeah.
So that's mm-hmm. easier than traffic is crazy.
It is, well, yeah.
Especially in this city.
In this right. city, like, look yeah. where we are. This yeah. is not some city. This is Chicago.
Yeah.
Where there's always a closure and there's always yep. an accident. But just to hear that you're going back Monday,
yeah.
I am so happy for you that you've gotten to a point where you feel like you're ready to do that.
That's the thing. I don't know that I've gotten to the point okay. where I think I'm ready to do that.
Well, at least you're ready to try and see what it is.
So what I said to my boss was, because he asked me the same thing, are you ready? I'm like, I don't know, but I'm going to rip the Band-Aid and find out. Because sometimes you just have to go through it. You have to go through it. And there is nothing you can do about it because nothing's going to be easy. But nothing in this business is, right? Like
that's
all of us
facts.
Who are sitting here, it wasn't a smooth sail to get here. Like we had to just sometimes rip the Band-Aid and just do it. So that's what I'm going to do.
You know, and I found that with dealing with the grief from Brad. It was like I could be sad and mad and do nothing, or I could be sad and mad and get up and do something. Like
right.
it didn't really change it.
Right.
It,
and what it, would it, he want you to do?
Well, that is a big one for me. I know that's not a big one for everyone.
Right.
But I'm like, if this is too personal.
It's not. Okay. Go ahead. Well, at this point, like, well, let's just let it all hang out.
Well, so it was the only thing that I thought that was, again, not good about glioblastoma, but that was okay, that made it better than maybe like sudden heart attack,
mm-hmm.
was like, Nothing was left unsaid. Mm-hmm. Brad could have a say in how he wanted his celebration of life to be. Mm-hmm. He could, you know what I mean? Like there was no, there was no wondering. And I think that there, that at least made it, it didn't make it okay, but it made anything, in case I missed, maybe I would have missed a call from him or something like that. And then you wonder, what was he calling about if it would have been something sudden? I wonder how, you said you were planning his arrangements and that. Like, I wonder how that process was of just knowing that you and Nick could have that time together.
Yeah. So, you know, like I said, he lost his ability to speak. So I was doing it based on all of the
old
previous conversations. Exactly right.
Yeah.
And I hope that I, you know, did it right
I'm sure you did.
You know. But I did one here in Chicago, and then I did one in Milwaukee where he's from, and invited all of his firemen colleagues and all of his child. I mean, everybody was there. And he hates, or hated, I guess, see that stuff too.
I know. Oh, the tense thing is brutal, right? Isn't tense brutal?
I'm sweating.
You're doing great.
He didn't like sadness. Like, he wanted people to enjoy. So the memorial part of it in Chicago was more for me because that was really sad. But then the celebration of life in Milwaukee was really for him. And that was really a celebration. People are drinking, eating, having a good time, sharing stories, watching videos. Like, that's what it was. And that was all for him. And I really do believe that that's exactly what he wanted. At least I hope so.
You're very strong.
Oh, thanks. You guys are very helpful.
No, hey,
you are.
You're very strong. You're very strong. You've already kind of been involved in the brain cancer world. I know with the ABTA, the American Brain Tumor Association that is based here in Chicago.
Yeah.
I've talked to you through some brain up stuff.
Yeah, and then glioblastoma research organization. Yeah, we're real close with them too. So
how do you see your involvement in the community?
Not going anywhere. Yep, I'm not going anywhere. If anything, I can put more time into it, right? Because some of the things that you and I couldn't do together is because of his limitations, right?
Yeah.
So now that he's passed on, maybe I can do more in his name. And at least I'd like to do that. So I'm going to try to make myself more available to that since I've got some time on my hands and I'd like to fill that time. So why not?
Okay. Well, you're doing a lot. Give yourself grace.
Yeah,
seriously, it's okay to have some downtime too. I know those silences and those moments can be tough.
Downtime is almost harder.
It's the worst part of it.
It's
the worst part of it. For sure. I felt very lucky to have two little kids at the time to like, it's like you had to get up and make the pancakes or whatever.
And they had kids too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, my niece and nephew, you know, I took larger role in their life, and they're coming in, so they'll be with me on the field tomorrow, Saturday, before the Cubs for a Cure game. So
you guys had to keep going; you didn't have a choice.
That's right.
I just want to pass this note along from Twitch that Glencoe Mom wants me to give you both a hug.
So aww.
Our Twitch mob is supporting you guys.
That is
for
so
sure.
Nice.
Yeah,
Thank you.
That's very.
I'll take that hug.
That's very nice. Yeah. No, a lot of people are hearing your conversation and inspired by you, and I can't imagine what it'll be like to be back with your work family over there at Channel 7.
It'll be emotional. I might have to take a box of Kleenex with me.
Take it with
you.
It's on us.
We've got lots of Kleenex.
It's the absolute least we could do. Let's put up a big number for Diane Pathew in honor of her husband, Nick, who passed away just over 2 months ago. Text CURE25 to 41444 773-388-8270. CubsForACure.com. Diane, you did it.
Oh my gosh.
You did it.
I'm seriously sweating.
It's okay.
Just don't come over here.
It's okay. I'll give you a hug from a distance. It's okay. Don't worry about it. I stink at the end of this thing. So I'm here for 24 hours.
That's true.
I got deodorant in my backpack. Okay. Don't worry about it. Because the first time I did 24 hours,
you didn't prepare?
I didn't bring deodorant. And I walked out and I was like, what is that smell?
And you're like, it's me.
I was like, it's me.
Yeah.
Straight up stinking.
Mm-mm. We learn and we keep it moving.
Yeah. For the record, I saw you in those moments and you were not as smellable as you think.
Well, oh, that's good.
That's very, very kind of you.
And not a word.
Oh, man. Thank you. Well, thank you very much for coming in, okay?
Thanks for having me.
You did it
me.
Well in Nick's
thank
honor.
You.
Thank you. That's
thank
Diane
you.
Pathew
thank you so much, Diane.
From Channel 7. Ryan Sweeney from Marquee has an amazing connection to cancer as well. He'll be joining us next. We're going to put a big number. We'll update the total on the other side, see what the incentives we still have going. So it's a big day. We're 2.5 hours in as we approach six figures here on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon on the Score and the Marquee Network.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
Hi, this is Cliff Floyd.
This is Ryan Dempster.
Hi, this is Elise Menaker.
Thank you for supporting Cubs for a Cure.
To donate now, visit CubsForACure.com or text the phrase CURE25 to 41444. That's CURE25 to 41444.
We are on Marquee. We are on the score. We are $1,000 away from $100,000. 100% to cancer research. You can donate by texting CURE25 to 41444. These items need to move. Two tickets in Section 13, Row 9 to all three games of Cubs Braves. That's a massive, massive series, September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Awesome, awesome seats. Two tickets to all three games. $2,000 donation. It's a tax deduction. It goes to cancer research. It gets doubled this hour by Cubs Charities. Do it right now. How about four tickets in the bleachers for Cubs and Braves? $1,500. That gets you to that series. Three games. Cubs, Braves, four bleacher tickets. Hottest ticket at Wrigley. And then this to me is you can't put a price on it. We have, because it's for cancer research, but you cannot put a price on this. Next year, 2026, Cubs Hall of Fame weekend, midsummer, early September, that time of year. So big time game, late in the year, good weather. Four tickets to a game and an exclusive pregame meet and greet with Fergie Jenkins. Fergie Jenkins. That's a $3,000 donation. Fergie, unbelievable storyteller. And I would say he's in the top 10 all time for baseball reference pages. Go to Fergie Jenkins' baseball reference page. It makes no sense if you've watched baseball in the last 25 years. Number of innings, number of starts, number of complete games. It is a totally preposterous thing, Fergie Jenkins' baseball reference page,
you're
if you just look at it.
30 complete games is a lot? Is that what you're saying?
30 complete games. It's just
in one season?
Yeah, thank you. Exactly. I was like, you're leaving something out there. Yeah, yeah. In a season. It makes no sense. He has unbelievable stories. So again, $3,000, tickets to a game, you meet Fergie Jenkins. $2,000, you sit premium for every game of Cubs Braves in September. $1,500, you're in the bleachers with three of your buddies for $1,500. This is all being doubled thanks to Cubs Charities. 773-388-8270. 773-388-8270. The autographed baseballs have been sold. We got more later on in the show, but we got to keep it going. But I will be personally offended if we do not move those items that I just said. 773-388-8270. You know how hard I had to work to get all these items? We got to move. It's Cubs Braves. Big games. September games. Fergie Jenkins. But now, as we are on the Marquee Network, Cubs analyst Ryan Sweeney from Marquee with us on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. Ryan, thank you so much for the time this afternoon. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
We're doing very well. We are making a big push for six figures. We're going to put a big number on the board in honor of Rhino. And, you know, cancer has impacted all of us. How has it most directly impacted you and your loved ones?
Yeah, you know, like you said, I mean, it's affected everybody. And I think probably the one that hit me the most was probably my grandpa when I was like 21, 22 years old. I tell this story all the time. He was a huge Cubs fan. And when I got drafted by the White Sox, he said, I will root for you, but there is no way I will root for your team. So they used to always go. They actually wintered in Vegas, and every year they would come back during February and March and watch me play in spring training. So, you know, he meant a lot to me. And I, like you said, it's one of those things where everybody gets affected, and it's, you know, it's just, I'm a little emotional about it, but it just so happens today that, you know, me coming on this show, my mom actually texted me this morning, and, you know, I wasn't really super close with him because it was my dad's sister, and she was way older than he was, and it was still my cousin, but I really, you know, met him when I was younger and didn't really know him a lot. I haven't seen him in like 20 years, but my mom just texted me this morning and told me that he just died this morning of colon cancer, which I knew that, but it's just crazy that, you know, being 51, 52 years old, that just cancer just takes people way too soon, and it's terrible.
Man, well, I'm sorry for that loss. Yeah. So close to your family, and you know there are so many stories, obviously. And wasn't there a blood drive also that you participate with, Ryan?
Pint for Kim. I actually got them introduced with the Cubs. This is probably 5 years at least now. But actually, it just so happens that we bought their house in the neighborhood in Naperville when I was playing here for the Cubs. And Kim had had cancer and then beat it, and then it came back. And, you know, she ended up passing away at too young of an age. And they do a pint for Kim. Instead of doing donations, she wanted to do a huge blood drive every single year. And I think it's one of the biggest blood donations, you know, in the country. And I got them introduced with the Cubs. They come down, do like a pre-thing to their big blood drive. And her husband, Rob, I'm still friends with. In our neighborhood, and she has two kids that are in high school now, and you know, just a terrible situation, but you know, love to do anything that I can help to you know, help them out in any way I can.
Cubs gonna figure out how to get past the Brewers here. I find them to be remarkably annoying.
I know, right? I tell you about it. We were just talking about it, and I'm actually down in the studio right now because we're waiting on some breaking news, right, for some Cubs to make some more trades. But you know, and watching the series this weekend, it's like, it's crazy because, you know, the Brewers, they have obviously good players and Yelich and Contreras and stuff and their starting pitchers, but you don't have any outstanding guys that just play good baseball. And I think, you know, obviously the Cubs can compete with them, but it's just frustrating when you lose 2 out of 3 and they come out of nowhere and they won, I think it was 11 games in a row. And you know, now you're going to play them, you know, coming up in the rest of the season, but it's one of those things that these pesky Brewers just won't go away. But you know what? I think the Cubs are going to be fine, and they'll figure out a way to beat them in the end eventually.
Ryan Sweeney of the Marquee Network. It's an honor that this is being simulcast on Marquee. We appreciate everyone over there, and thank you for calling in and lending the time and your story. Thank you, Ryan.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely. We're trying to raise as much money as we can with a 100% of this going to cancer research. I know Jed's trying. I know he's out there trying.
Well, other people are trying harder right now because there's been a lot of trades, and I know $500 every time there's a trade, and there's probably since the last time we even talked about trades, there's been, I think, 6 different trades by other teams not named the Cubs.
Wow. Okay.
So
well,
that's... other teams are... Yeah.
If it's any consolation that it isn't the Cubs. But, I mean, you know, it's Soroka. They've got some pitchers.
The way you said it is perfect. The way you just said it was Soroka. Yeah. That's perfect.
I don't want to have to yell at Jed later on tonight. He'll make a trade. Hey, we just passed $100,000.
Oh.
How about that? $100,000 on the board, 100% of it going to cancer research. We're on our way. With us and the weekend, we're going to raise $1 million for Cubs for Cure. But we're trying to put as big of a number on the board as possible during the Radiothon.
That was a quick 100K. I'm just going to say that. I don't want the momentum to stop in even a little bit.
It will not stop. And so I can restate those donation incentives from just a little earlier, Robbie. So we have Cubs Braves. 2 tickets from our anonymous group of brothers who believe in unity through Wrigley Field. They got me this jersey. They felt like what I did for the Radiothon last year, my connection with Council. They got the game used jersey for me. That's awesome. They are just tremendous supporters of what we're doing here. 2 tickets to Cubs and Braves. All 3 games, Section 13, Row 9. Those are premium tickets. Go Google right now Wrigley Field seating chart. Look at Section 13, then imagine being 9 rows back for the field, and you'll be like, $2,000 is a tax deduction. That's a steal. It's a steal. 773-388-8270, especially because once you get the tickets, we don't tell you what you do with them. You can go to 2 of the 3 games, and you want to sell 2 of them to your neighbor. That's totally fine.
They can be repurposed.
That's a repurposed. 4 tickets to Cubs Braves. Go see what the markup on a bleacher ticket is right now. It's a pretty penny. We got 4 of them for you for 3 games. That's 12 total bleacher tickets for $1,500. Think about that. Think about what 1 bleacher ticket would go for on the secondary market. Just you can Google it right now. Look it up. And then multiply that number by 12. And that number is less than $1,500. And it's a tax donation. and you're helping people with cancer. I don't understand. I don't understand why they haven't moved. 773-388-8270. And how do you put a price on meeting Fergie Jenkins? I wouldn't.
That's priceless.
It's priceless.
I'm here to tell you, that's not just a Hall of Famer, but a piece of history.
A piece of history. I had to put a price on it, so I put $3,000. Okay. Because you're getting four tickets to the game, and you get to meet him, and you get to help out people with cancer. This is the type of thing where, like, well, I can't do that. Okay, well, then text the person in your life that you know who can. Say, hey, call 773-388-8270, and you'll get this once-in-a-lifetime Cubs experience, and you'll help people out with cancer. That's what we need to do.
All I'm hearing is multiple ways to win by making a single donation.
That's what I'm saying. Did the golf round with Ryan Dempster move? My sheet is down right now. It did not. Okay, again, Ryan Dempster is an incredible storyteller, folks. He's an incredible storyteller. And you get him on the golf course, he's a better storyteller. Round of golf with Ryan Dempster. Your foursome will be someone from the, like, a Cubs representative, Ryan Dempster, you and a buddy, you and your wife, you and your husband. What a great birthday gift for the Cubs fan golfer in your life. Dempster telling stories with a cocktail on the golf course. People say vulgar things on golf courses. $2,000, 773-388-8270. Actually, have a golf thing that we need to talk about on the other side that is, like, a really cool thing that takes a while to explain, but is a real opportunity for the golfer in your life. I'm going to be doing it, and others will want to as well. Text CURE25 to 41444. The biggest radiothon hour in our history will be the 1 p.m. hour. You will hear that story coming up in 15 minutes as we roll on trade deadline day. The Cubs for a Cure Radiothon on Markey and the Score.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
This is Bo Duran from News Radio 105.9 WBBM, and I stand up for our best friend in the whole world. Prostate cancer took Lynn Bramer from 93XRT from us in 2023, and as Lynn used to say, it's great to be alive.
To donate now, visit CubsForACure.com or text the phrase CURE25 to 41444. That's CURE25 to 41444.
All right, let's move a couple of quick items here. We have two more Game 7 scorecards. Pat Hughes' scorecard from Game 7. Your name is Layla. He'll say to Layla, Pat Hughes, go Cubs. He will personalize the scorecard for you. Game 7.
And what's amazing is
$500.
I have one, but it doesn't say that. But you can relive the moment by just reading his scorecard and seeing his notes. It is a very sentimental piece of sports memorabilia I have.
Yeah.
And Danny, my apartment is about the size of this studio, and it still takes up space on my wall.
That's great. You should have one.
I have one wall.
If you are a Cubs fan, $500 donation. We got two more for you. Next two $500 donations, text CURE25 to 41444. CubsForACure.com is where you could do this. So, do you golf? Either of you guys golf?
Not quick or well.
Only mini golf.
Okay. So Randy Merkin golfs. I golf. There's a thing called the Dormy Network. Okay? This is a very cool, exclusive thing. This is a very expensive item that we are going to be able to get people for a discount, but it is still significant. But if you know a golfer in your life, text them right now. Discounted Dormy Network memberships are available. And they call us, and we will hook it up. So here's what it is. We have a 12-month membership available to the Dormy Network, which basically gets you access to 7 private golf courses around the country. So this is for, like, travel golf clubs. But what is unique about the Dormy Network is this membership covers all golf, greens fees, and cart fees for the member, their significant other, and your kid under 23. So if you and your wife golf, or you and your son golf, whatever the case may be, you can play these courses for this membership. It's normally $12,000 for 12 months, and then there's a $30,000 initiation fee. You make a $10,000 donation, they'll waive the initiation fee if you want to become a full member on the back end. They have courses in Nebraska, New Jersey, Pinehurst. They're some of the coolest courses. You go to DormyNetwork.com. I know that this is not going to not fly off the shelf right now. You're going to have to do a little research. But I promise you, look up the Dormy Network, look up these courses, and hear what I am saying to you. If you make a $10,000 donation, 773-388-8270, we can get you a 12-month membership to the Dormy Network where you can then become get access to some of the coolest courses in the country. It is awesome. It is ridiculous. I'm very excited about this. I know this will not be for everybody, but if you guys like golf or you know someone who does, ask them if they've heard of the Dormy Network and get them in touch with us, and we can put you in way to becoming a member for this thing. It's very cool.
I would just like to also say this because, you know, I vent, so I'm venting to you two right now.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Row 13 at Wrigley is probably one of the best vantage points you can have in the
section
entire
13.
Ballpark. Yes, and section 13 too. Row 9,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
row
yeah, 9. Yeah, yeah. Row 9, section 13.
Okay,
yeah.
So you're talking, I don't think people realize how close row 9 actually is unless you've been there. And you're right about the value of those tickets to the most important series of the year.
Yeah.
You're talking about probably, what, 50 feet away from the net, if that?
Yeah, I mean, if that. And it's so you're basically like right at the cut. You're between home and third base, basically right. I mean, you're closer than the dugout. You're basically the on-deck circle. It's the section that Tom Ricketts sits in.
Yeah.
You're in the ninth row of Tom Ricketts' section.
So typically that's like, that's 1914 club and all of that.
That is
it?
Not, so that's the first seven rows. So yeah, this yeah, is.
But you're next to them.
Yes, you're in the most exclusive section in the ballpark, section 13, row 9. For all the Braves games, we have them for you. Call us up right now. It's a September series, two tickets, section 13, row 9, 773-388-8270.
And about the bleacher tickets that you mentioned, the cheapest resale bleacher ticket I last priced at Wrigley was $175, and that's before fees. You know, that's the other part of it. So you're talking an extra however much in fees, depending on what ticket service you use. So those bleacher tickets, you're already saying, are a massive value.
Yeah, the bleacher tickets to me are the best value of the things that we have, if I'm being totally candid with you. The bleacher tickets are probably the best value of what we have. The Section 13 tickets are right behind it. But they're, I mean, they're honestly, it's just depends on your preference. Like, if you want to sit close, the Section 13 is unbelievable. That's $2,000. If you want the bleacher tickets, that's $1,500. Bucks, and it's four in the bleachers and it's two in section 13. And again, it gets doubled for cancer research.
And
so,
also
773-388-8270.
Weren't some of those tickets September?
That's what I'm saying. Right now, this is the Braves series. September, yeah. September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd against the Braves. Two tickets to three. That's six tickets in section 13.
The palpable buzz at that point of the season when you're talking about a Cubs team on a collision course with a possible wild card, a possible division title, but a almost definite playoff spot is yep. going to be just, whew.
Yeah, yeah, it's some of the most important. I mean, September and Wrigley, can you say less? Like,
yeah,
that's it.
It's the best. So, and by the way, if you're like, hey, I heard part of that donation. I don't know what's it. I want to make a $500 donation and I want a Cubs experience. I want to make a $2,000 and a $3,000. Call 773-388-8270. Talk to someone in Cubs Fan Services. Say, hey, I just heard something really cool about a meet and greet, or I want the Fergie Jenkins thing, or a meet and greet with a player, or I heard something about Braves tickets. Call them up, 773-388-8270, and we're going to figure this out for you. It's going to be big.
And also, every little bit helps. If you can't do
That's
a
right.
lot, it's okay. Text CURE25 to 41444. Diane Pathew, who we just talked to, is going to be returning to Channel 7, as she said on Monday. Donate $7 for Diane Pathew.
There we go. I like that. I should have thought of that myself. Let's get $77 donations here for Diane Pathew. That's a lot of bravery that she showed. By joining us, first time speaking about her husband, Nick. Text CURE25 to 41444.
Let's remind Danny Parkins where he comes from and donate $83 in honor of Danny Parkins.
I like that. This next hour, we will do something that we've never done in the history of this radiothon. It is not a patient because this woman lost her mother, and so she's doing it in honor of her mother. But the hour-for-hour match will be done by the people in studio. And so we have a research fund. The Sharon Mosseri Brain Research Fund, Brain Cancer Research Fund, is an incredible thing that does incredible work at the Malnati Brain Tumor Institute here in Chicago. So they're going to tell their story, they're going to talk about the research, and they are going to put up $25,000 for the next hour. So your guys, at the end of the Rahimi and Harris portion of this, it should be the biggest hour in Radiothon history. So stay tuned. Your money will never go further for cancer research than this next hour. It's the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon on the Score.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.